Hey everybody, it's the House of Dark. Welcome to a new episode of Real Talk. Let me drink some water because mouth is all weirdly tingly. 1 second. All right. So, like I said in the previous episode, we're going to talk about Mario Brothers, the movie. And we're going to do it. The trailer just dropped today, and we're going to do it. They had the teaser, but this is the official trailer. And here's the thing. Oh, before we do that. real quick. So, they talked to John Leguizamo, I want to say like a few weeks ago, or a couple of weeks ago. You know, for those who don't know, back in the 80s, I think it was the 80s, like late 80s, they did a live action Mario Brothers movie with Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, who else was in it? Dennis Hopper played Bowser. It was horrible. It was so far not Mario Brothers, it hurts. It's so bad, it's a meme. They're like, the Mario Brothers, the movie from the 80s is a meme. That's how bad it is. It's straight meme. Anyways, they did an interview with John Leguizamo. This man had the audacity to say that he's an OG, and a lot of people out there don't think we need a new Mario Brothers movie. And a lot of people are like, oh, I like the other one though. First of all, you're a liar. I'm sorry. I think you're lying. Now, are there people who probably like that movie? Sure. You know why? We don't have any other reference. We have no other Mario Brothers movie. Or, the people who do like that movie clearly did not play any of the games. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be real. Even at my age, it was like 9 or 10 when it came out. When that movie came out, I was like, where's all the power-ups? Where's Bowser? Who's this clown? Why is there so much fungus everywhere? This is dumb. Oh my goodness. And it's like, that's a Goomba? Why is he in a trench coat? Why are there spikes on his shoulder? This is stupid. I'm telling you. I didn't, even as a kid, I think it was not okay. It wasn't okay. We didn't accept it. And the fact that the Super Scope 6 was like, essentially a fire flower, sort of, but it wasn't. They didn't, their super jump was based off the fact they're wearing these dumb boots. It was the worst. The only two things that are any good. I'll even say three. I'll give it three things that are any good about that movie. Bob Hoskins as Mario was perfect. We got to see Yoshi, and there was a Ba-bomb in the movie. Those were the only three things, and the Ba-bomb was a legitimate, like, almost killed somebody. So, that's the only three things that are even worth mentioning at all in that film. And that's the biggest issue about the movie. So the fact that John Leguizamo was like, well, I'm an OG and a lot of people like the OG film. You're lying. Who? I want to meet those people and I want them to clearly tell me why that movie's better or why that movie is so good that they felt like we don't need a new one after like 30 years. Folks be lying. It's like Jack Nicholson being mad they didn't call him to reprise the role as Joker in the Dark Knight trilogy. I'm like, go away. Go away. Anyways, so now the new trailer came out, and I know there's been a lot of controversy, I guess if you want to call it a controversy, maybe it's more debate than anything else, about Chris Pratt voicing Mario, and how his voice sounded in the teaser trailer. Here's the thing, I agree, it doesn't sound like Mario. And so I'm like, now this new trailer came out, so okay, maybe he's going to say more. He doesn't, he says very little still. I mean, he does say something. He does say things. Like, he says, let's-a go. I'm like, really? Are we really just going to make a reference like that? You're just going to drop it. And he just does. He still just doesn't sound like Mario. He really doesn't. Charlie Day as Luigi, I think, is still great. Even though he kind of doesn't sound like Luigi. I feel like they're trying to rebrand a lot. Like, Jack Black as Bowser is by far, like, the best choice. I think it's great. What is it? Anna Joy Taylor as Peach. You know what's so funny about it? She sounds way too adult. And I granted, Peach is supposed to be an adult. But like, I'm so used to Peach from like, Mario 64, where she's like, let's go make a cake, or I'll make you a cake if you save the world, kind of thing. But she sounds perfectly fine. I'm just not used to her sounding very adult. But, that's fine. Here's the thing, and here's a problem I have with this movie already. And these are just, like, concerns for me, because, like I said, when it comes to, like, something like this, my new standard is Sonic 2. Sonic 2 is still a fantastic movie. I think on that spectrum of movie making, Sonic 2 still takes the cake on it right now. Granted, Mario Brothers hasn't come out yet. This movie could be fantastic and could become the new standard. But not so far, from what I've seen in the trailers, not yet. Here's my biggest concern about this trailer. It feels like it's going to be referenced a movie. Now, here's the thing. It's not always bad that they reference stuff. If you're a fan of Mario Brothers, you're going to get references. Obviously. Like, I think they already showed the Tanuki suit in the trailer. You see the fire flower. You see the toads. They even make a reference to, like, an old Mario stage. Like, it's like Mario World or something like that. Like, it's supposed to be like a training session and, like, but it's the Mario stage for one of the games. And I was just like, oh, that's cute. And I was like, that's a reference. Like, even at the beginning of the trailer, when he goes out there to fight DK, I feel like that's a Smash Brothers reference. And I'm like, really? Did we just do a Smash Brothers scene in a Mario Brothers movie? And then at the end of the trailer, there's Mario Kart. And I'm like, why are we doing this? Tell a story. Stop making references. And the fact that they're making a reference that, like, there's multiple universes. We're already establishing a multiverse in Mario Brothers before we even establish Mario Brothers. I'm like, you guys, cart before the horse kind of situation. And I think that's a problem. You know when we got Golden Sonic or Super Sonic? Sonic 2. You know when we got to use the Chaos Emeralds? Sonic 2. That's the point I'm trying to make. Sonic established story first in the first film. And by the way, the first movie made references too. They're in there. They're small, but they're in there. And it still was good. Sonic 2, they was like, all right, we're going ham now. We're gonna bring in Knuckles. We're going to bring in the Chaos Emeralds. We're going to bring in Tails. We're going to go hard. And it worked. They brought in the giant Robotnik robot. It worked. It worked. It worked. It worked. It worked. Everything about it worked. Even with the stupid sister-in-law, it still worked. My problem is with this, can we all be honest? Do we already know the story of Mario? Yes. But there's a way you can make this work if you retell it. Like, the fact that Peach is already wearing her, like, Mario Kart, like, motorcycle gear. Already? We're just gonna throw her in it? We're just gonna throw her in it. You know, it's just like, I don't have an issue with Mario doing, like, fish out of water situation. He's in a different world. The rules are different. Him becoming a hero. He has to become a hero. I have no problem with that. I do feel like he's a little derp chicken a little bit, but I'm not worried about that, because once he gets established, he's fine. I'm okay with that. I just don't like the fact they're already throwing in a bunch of references and they brought in DK, even though DK's not part of the Mushroom Kingdom, but sure, whatever. And it's just like, and they're already establishing they're going to be going into space. The fact that, like, there's other universes means we're going to be getting like, Mario Odyssey at some point, or Mario Galaxy at another point. Like, I feel like Pauline from Odyssey and Rosalina from Galaxy, they're going to show up at some point in the future. Or like in the post-credit scene of this first film, we're already going to establish it. And I wish we just focus on Mario versus Bowser, Mario saving the Mushroom Kingdom first, before we even touch other universes. That's my concern. Focus on the kingdom, then expand into the universe. And I don't mind you making references, just you're already establishing other, like, you're already doing a crossover with other, like, franchises of that Mario's in before we even make sure this movie even succeeds. That's my problem. And I feel like it's going to be like that. And I get it. You want to create a franchise. That's fine. But first, create a good movie. Like, first of all, before the MCU even became the MCU, we had several good movies happen first. Then the MCU became a thing. I just feel like they need to slow down real quick. Make this movie succeed and tell, like, a good story. Then we can establish the universe and do crossovers or bring in, like, all the references from Mario Tennis and Mario Strikers and Mario Kart and Mario's Missing and, you know, all the other references you could possibly do, Mario's Typing Game, whatever you want to do, okay? That's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. I it could be great. I just, based on this trailer, I'm like, I'm a little worried. So, I feel like it's just going to be nothing but references and, like, a way to make toys to sell things, which, I get it. That's part of the whole thing when you make these kind of movies. I understand. I just wish that it doesn't feel like it should be the focus first. Anyways, this is the House of Dark Nerd. Let me know what you think. Maybe you guys think it's great and I'm just being very me about it. I don't know. Let me know, all right? What do you think about the new trailer? And do you really like Chris Pratt's voice as Mario? I feel like It's missing something. It's missing some stuff. I feel like there's an issue. I don't know. It's just me. Maybe it is. I don't know. Anyways, check it out. Let me know what you think. This is the House of Darkner. Wondering why my dog is rolling around on the ground trying to get my attention. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.